Louis had never spent a night alone in a hotel. First he walked round and around, switching lights on and off, examining everything. In the writing desk he found a few sheets of letter paper that said, Ritz-Carlton, Boston. He felt mussy and dirty, so he went into the bathroom, climbed into the tub, pulled the shower curtain across, and took a shower bath. It felt good and reminded him of the water fights he used to have with his brothers and sisters. He was careful not to splash any water out of the tub. When he was finished, he stood for a while, admiring the bath mat and preening his feathers. Then he felt hungry. On the wall of the bedroom, he found a button that said, Waiter. Louis put his beak against the button and pressed hard. In a few minutes, there was a knock at the door, and a waiter entered. He was nicely dressed and tried not to show surprise at finding a swan in the room. May I get you something? He asked. Louis picked up his chalk pencil. 12 watercress sandwiches, please, he wrote on the slate. The waiter thought for a moment. Are you expecting guests? He asked. Louis shook his head. And you want 12 watercress sandwiches? Louis nodded. Very good, sir, said the waiter. Do you wish them with mayonnaise? Louis didn't know what mayonnaise tasted like, but he thought fast. He cleaned his slate and wrote, 1 with, 11 without. The waiter bowed and left the room. Half an hour later, he was back. He rolled a table into the room, placed a huge platter of watercress sandwiches on it, along with a plate, a knife, a fork, a spoon, salt and pepper, a glass of water, and a linen napkin, nicely folded. There was also a butter dish with several pieces of butter covered with cracked ice. The waiter arranged everything carefully, then handed Louis a bill to sign. The bill said, 12 watercress sandwiches, $18. Goodness, thought Louis, this is an expensive place. I hope the boatman won't be mad when he sees this supper charge on the bill tomorrow morning. He borrowed a pencil from the waiter and signed the bill, Louis the Swan. The waiter took the bill and stood there, waiting. I guess he wants a tip, thought Louis. So he opened his money bag again, drew out $2, and handed it to the waiter, who thanked him, bowed again, and went away.